Adventures of PC Wawala and Sitting Jingangala, Storybook 1, Continued, Part 2. When morning came, Lolly awoke to the sound of Loki pawing the ground near where Lolly had spent the night. Lolly was very happy to see Loki again, but she scolded him good for running away. She hugged his neck and gave him a big kiss anyway. Loki's big brown eyes looked sad. He was sorry he'd run away and left Lolly all alone. He was hungry and wanted to get back to Gongi's teepee where there was plenty of hay and corn for him to eat. He also missed the warmth of Grandma's cooking fire. Lolly mounted Loki, who still had the broken branch that he'd been tethered to. It had even scratched him in two places, and the flies were biting him hard to get the blood from the cuts. Now, in the biting chill of morning, began to snow again.
Let's go home.
But Lolly wasn't worried anymore. She knew Loki would find their way back home. And as soon as she was feeling safe and hopeful, her attitude changed. She began to think arrogantly again, and was no longer contrite. Her fiery temperament began boiling up again now that they were going homeward with nothing to fear. The snow piled quickly as they trudged along, trying to find their way back to the village. Loki was having a hard time navigating through the snowbanks. His legs were freezing and his hooves were numb. He looked around and took deep nostrils of air, but nothing was familiar to him. Lolly was getting grumpy with him. She was cold and wet and hungry and wanted to get home. She wished he would just hurry. But Loki was slowing down as the snow piled higher and higher. Although Lolly didn't see them, the ancestral elders watched her carefully from the giant thunderhead clouds. They spilled great sheets of snow upon Lolly and Loki and watched the intention of Lolly's heart with great interest. They were determined to help Lolly recognize the kind of person she was growing up to be. She needed a big lesson, and there was no better time to learn it than this very day. Lolly and Loki didn't realize how close to home they were because the ancestors had put up a veil between them and the village, hoping to teach Lolly to be kinder to Gongi and more helpful with her chores. But Lolly and Loki thought they were lost and were really getting more scared with every minute that passed. Lolly and Loki trudged all day through the snow. They were very, very hungry and still very lost. Loki wanted to stop, but Lolly kept kicking his ribs to make him go on. When night fell, Loki couldn't go on anymore, and Lolly was too tired to kick him again. So he lay down in the fresh snow as Lolly rolled off his back. She was shivering, but he was asleep the second his head touched the snow. Lolly tried with all her strength to pull him up,
but
he just wouldn't budge. He was dreaming of the little mare that lived next door to Gongi. He loved playing with her, and that thought made him all warm and cozy. As Loki was dreaming of the mare, Lolly lay down by his side and snuggled in close to his big warm belly. Lolly fell asleep quickly, resting her head on Loki's tummy, for it felt just like a big warm pillow, only better. As they slept through the night, the wind blew fiercely about them, and the icy snow crystals kept falling and falling. Then the snow covered up their bodies like a soft big blanket. Loki's body generated so much heat that it kept them both warm. When the snow stopped falling, the frozen crystals reflected the moonlight's rainbows. Inside, hidden together within their cocoon of snowflakes, they were dreaming, unaware that the storm had passed.